Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Will you tell the Kodachrome story just real quick? I thought it was a great story. I don't care if it has nothing to do with
sports. It's been floating around social media. For those of you who have not seen it, Paul Simon was performing in L.A., and the crowd was cheering after he got done, and somebody yelled out, play Kodachrome. And Paul Simon goes into the microphone and says, if you got 20 bucks, I'll play it. And the guy pulled out a 20. And so Paul Simon got up, grabbed the 20, and played it.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
And then Chevy Chase walked on stage, and everyone started screaming, Al, no? Play bongos. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Guardians with a nice win yesterday, 8-2. They take 2 out of 3 from the Nomads, from the A's. And it is weird to watch the A's. I went to the game yesterday. I was excited to watch Brent Rooker, who went 0-for-4. So, and he struck out 4 times. And he was the guy,
he wanted to see strikes out 4 times.
Yeah. Nice so job, it was Andy. Like that.
Way to go,
but the other part of it, you know, they got some timely hitting. It's still difficult to watch this lineup and expect nothing. You know what I'm saying? Martinez, I think it looks fantastic.
By the way,
he looks great. Can we just leave him center field lead off?
Can I ask you this?
And leave it. Yes.
Would you leave him in the leadoff spot and put Kwan second?
Yes. Why wouldn't you? Fry's hitting 171. How many more runs could you drive in if you did that?
Could you flip it and leave Steven? And I know they've put Martinez in the second spot a little bit, but this actually seems to be working. If I'm Steven Vogt, I think I would ride this as long as it lasts. And when Kwan's ready, I'm going to put him second. Nothing wrong with that. You're just flipping it a little bit. You know what I mean? If Martinez is hitting better in the leadoff spot, okay, let's roll that for a while. Why not?
I would. I mean, you come out of yesterday's game, Fry still hitting under 200. Rodriguez hitting 155. Wilson, 174. Hedges, 121. Rocchio was over 200. Was at 200 for a minute yesterday. I was really excited. And then he walks out of it at 199. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys in the lineup under 200. In fact, Jeff, I don't know if you noticed this or not, and I don't know.
Is it bad that we can count guys under 200?
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
It's not good.
And here's the worst part. We've been doing it all year. only 3 today.
All right, how bad is it, Jeff? Well, know how bad it is? When they put the lineup on the scoreboard, they don't put your batting average up there anymore. The number at the end of your name is not batting average when they show you the entire lineup.
Really?
Yeah, it's not on base. Dan, help me. It's not on base percentage.
OPS.
It's OPS, yes. Not OBP, OPS.
Congratulations,
and
Guardians.
I'm just looking at there, and I'm like, 600?
Way to still provide information. Well, camouflaging a glaring thing that most people will completely understand.
Is that wrong, Dan? I noticed that. I was sitting there with my brother-in-law yesterday. We're watching the game, and I was just like,
who you're happy to have in town staying at your house.
By the way, he's leaving right now. They're taking off. So if I wanted to say bad things, I would never. I love my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Both of my brother-in-laws. I love them both.
They speak highly of you.
In fact, I kind of have 3 brother-in-laws. I like all of them. But my point is that it's like, how bad is it that they can't put batting average up there? It's there.
Well, they can.
It's in one spot.
They're trendsetters, Andy.
They choose not to.
They're buying into Menigan Analytics, which is great. That's the way to go.
I mean, I would look at it more, this is how the way the teams are looking at Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but the fans don't.
Oh, my God. If they were all hitting over 300, it would all say 300.
Andy? I mean, Andy Baskin.
Come on.
On the money.
If you go around baseball,
on the money,
most of the other parks, they also have OPS up there over batting average.
Not with the entire lineup.
Yes, for the entire lineup.
Oh, come on.
So
there's
what, you're
no way.
Have one person that's got 275 on the end of it, and the next one's going to have 780? That doesn't make any. You'd have everybody going, what? Is that their weight? Huh? What?
You're joking, right?
Huh?
Come on. When you put the whole lineup on, you're putting batting average up there, and you know you are.
All these teams, you go around baseball, it's OPS. They're all up there.
Look at Dan smiling. They're using OPS. Oh, they're using OPS.
Why can't they put WAR up there? I just want to see their name, their number, their position, and WAR. That would be great. Why put your batting average up there? I want to know how many hits you're getting out of every 10 times you go to the plate. Sorry. And I can feel the confidence when I watch Martinez go up there, confidence. When I see Ramirez step up to the plate, confidence. Even Santana, like, at 228, it doesn't bother me because I know there's a chance he's probably going to walk somewhere along the way.
Which is funny because OPS would back up that idea that he's going to walk more than batting average, but go on.
I did that just for so you know that. I mean,
I want my Cracker Jacks with prizes in them, and I want my batting average on the thing.
And I don't want my pretzel and beer to cost anything less than $18.
And I want those prizes inside of my Cracker Jacks to actually be prizes and not some crap I have to scan on my phone.
What do you mean I've got to lick this sticker to make it go to the back of my hand? What is that all about? There's got to be some kind of federal regulation against that. Anyway, I thought they, you know, they looked good yesterday, and it was really good to see, you know, Gavin Williams get a win yesterday for whatever that. I mean, 11 strikeouts, man. He was on fire last night. Now, am I asking myself, well, look who they're playing. They're playing the A's, but they're still a Major League Baseball team. They still had to come in here, and it's not like they wanted to come in to lose. So, you know, I thought it was a good weekend. They're playing well, again, against teams that aren't in first place. And so at some point, this thing's got to even out, and I'm glad it has. They easily could be on a 10-game winning streak. Both of the losses in the last 10 games came on a final play, basically, at the plate. So you're one play away. That's all.
Okay.
You're going to belittle what I just said.
No.
I can feel it.
I mean, you can say that about a lot of games.
Nah, but these are games that directly you see at the end. It's like game-winning touchdown kind of play, where I'll always sit here and say, well, those Miami fans that want to rip Ohio State for winning that national championship, which, the referee, it took forever to pull the flag out. No, they didn't win that game. Well, what did Miami do for the entire rest of the game they were supposed to get blown out in, right? And so when you watch a baseball game, if it comes down to like a final play, it's easy to pinpoint final play, just like a buzzer beater in the NBA.
Or easy to say.
But no one's talking about a missed shot in the first quarter.
Or easy to say, our team didn't get it done. I'll go in that direction.
Because that's who you are. Do you believe now?
No, I mean,
do you believe in this team, Jeff?
It's pretty, no.
You don't?
No. Do I think they have a chance? Yeah, I do. They've, as poorly as they've hit most of this year, they're on a nice stretch right now. Let's see if you can do it for more than a weekend against the Athletics.
Well, you know, they did going into the break.
Okay, that's fine. Let's keep it going.
Well, you've got Baltimore here now.
I think they've done a nice job recently. Let's see if they can keep it going. And maybe they can. I think it would be great. You know, I honestly think Stephen Vogt stumbled onto something because Stephen Kwan has been out, and I would keep Angel Martinez in the leadoff spot for a while. Let's see if he keeps ripping it. All right, just drop Kwan into the second spot, which is no demotion or anything. You're trying to put the best lineup out there to, you know, get the team on the scoreboard. So I would leave Martinez there, and I would put Kwan second, and then let's go. Let's see what that does, because it doesn't sound like Chase DeLauder is coming up anytime soon.
No, that's all.
Not that he's the answer.
But look, they could be after tonight. I mean, all you need is what? You need a Texas loss and an Angels loss tonight. And now you're tied with the Rangers at 50. They would be 50 and 51. And we would be 49 and 50. Virtual tie. So, you know, now all of a sudden it's just one team to jump. That's it. You got to get to Boston. And you're 4.5 back on Boston. It's the pitching that gives me reason to believe more than anything, Jeff.
Well, sure. Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
You know, you look at a guy like Gavin Williams, and you're like, you know what? And Slade Ciccone, I feel good. It's not, you know, you're not relying on one guy up at the top of
Tanner,
whether it was Bibee or Beebe. Either one of those guys over the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
You're 10 days away from the trade deadline. Are you still thinking, or where are you?
Am I thinking what?
That you can make the playoffs.
Well, of course you can. The numbers tell you you can. The offense tells me, no. I want to see more of it, though. You know, and let's see if they can continue to manufacture runs and hit like they have since the All-Star break. And you're right before, you know, when they played good ball, then let's see what they can do. But we have a bigger sample size than the last 10 games to tell us that the offense needs help. You know, and the 10-game losing streak wasn't the only sample size that showed us that the offense is struggling. I mean, that's been an all-season thing. It's only been the last 10 games or so where the offense has looked, oh, hey, that's pretty good. Now, let's keep it going. My fingers are crossed, Andy. I would love to see this team playing postseason baseball. How much fun is that? And once you get in, and if they're able to get in, I would think it's because their pitching was really good. And you get in and you have pitching in the playoffs, you never know what's going to happen. So I think they have a chance. I think the bigger question is, what should they do before the trade deadline coming up on July 31st? You know, have you seen enough of the offense where you think you're good to go? I haven't. But I also don't want to mess with certain things. And according to Buster Olney from ESPN, Guardians seem willing to mess with certain things. If Buster's information is accurate and Buster's good.
All right, well, swallow this, and then we'll talk about this on the other side, right? Buster only said that the guards only have four untouchable players. And I think you can figure these out right off the top of your head. Ramirez, Kwan. It was these two that I found even more interesting. Klase and Cade Smith. Klase and Cade Smith. And, you know, I think a lot of people have said, man, Klase is like the perfect guy to trade because you could get a lot back. His contract is unbelievably team-friendly right now. And who knows? The question again becomes, are you playing for this year or next year?
Well, the thing to me that if Buster's information is accurate, what he's hearing is you know, on the money. And, again, Buster only is one of the best. Mm-hmm. It screams this. Wait a minute. You'd be willing to trade any of your starting pitchers? Really? Is that true?
I can't believe that.
I can't either. And that's the catch to me.
Well, let's ask you that. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Buster only said it. The Guardians have four untouchables. Ramirez, Kwan, Klase, Cade Smith. That means every starter would be available for trade. Are you down with that? Do you believe that? And do you believe they need to hang on to both Cade Smith and Klase? That was the other way I looked at that. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.